Let us start from Omar Rabbe Bar Shila Omar Rav Chisda. That is the middle of the Zayin Amud Aleph. Leveina Zekufa Bershus HaRabbe. A person has a brick that is Zokuf Bershus HaRabbe. We'll see from the Lashon of Rashi, the bricks had a standard length, a standard width, which was Gimel Tvachim and Gimel Tvachim, but the Oivi HaLeveina, the thickness of the Leveina, matters which company you bought it from. So that's why we'll see that fluctuated. There were different Shiurim. So, therefore, the Gemara will speak about what the goiva of the Leveina was, and it is speaking about that the Leveina was lying on its face. So the goiva Leveina depended on the oivi of the Leveina, on the thickness of the Leveina. Leveina zekufa bershus harabe. We have a Leveina that is zokuf, that is standing up, bershus harabe. The height is again from the thickness of the Leveina. Bizorak v'toch befoneho. And a person went and threw something, and it got stuck on the pnei ha-Leveina, which that means the side of the Leveina. Chayev, he's chayev. Al gabo, what if the thing that he threw rested on the top of the Leveina? Potter. Abaye v'romei v'rove da omri talvayu. This haloche that we said that if it was al gabo it is potter, v'hu shagavoya shloisha. This is only when the leveina, the thickness of the leveina, is at least three tvachim. The leidosi lo rabim. Rabim do not walk over this leveina. So therefore, this Leveina is chaylik rishus bifnei atzmoi, and therefore, it is not a rishus harabim. It is not a mokim hiloch harabim, because when the rabim see the Leveina, they walk around the Leveina. They don't walk over the Leveina. So therefore, the top of the Leveina, which is gimel tvachim high, is not a rishus harabim. Let us see Rashi. Leveina, stam leveina, orko, rechova, gimel. The measurements of a leveina are 3x3, ve'ein la of yashir. But the thickness of the leveina does not have a shir. Yesh mehen ovois, the others which are very thick, ve'yesh mehen dakois, ve'toch alponeho, kigoin, how could it rest on the side of the leveina? So Rashi says, "Kegoin dvelo shmeina, it did something that is sticky, so it sticks, it holds on to the side of the leveina. Chayev im zorak daledamitz. He's chayev if he threw daledamitz. Tahavi kimunach bershus harabe. It is even though this is laying in the avir of the rishus harabe, so that's kimunach bershus harabe. The chol lemato miyud." Any area that is lamata miyud, rishus harabim. So that is munach in the avir of rishus harabim, that means rishus harabim is oile ad yud. So kol lamata miyud is rishus harabim. Ubelvat, sheyenuach oile mata migimul. Either it is laying lamata migimul da havik ikalke, that's lovut. Or it is lying in the avir harishus harabim kihai. The nidvika bekoisel, it got stuck to the koisel. Look at the brinim as nisim lekamon. Hazoirek dalet amais bekoisel. If a person is zoirek dalet amais bekoisel, lemato mi yutvachim, and it is less than yutvachim, so that means it is lying in the avir harishus harabim. So it's kizayrik boret, so just like he threw on the rishus harabim, it's just like it's munach ala oret, v'chay. V'chi omar lemato miyut. So now Rashi wants to make a cheshbe. So it comes out, Lamato miyud has a halacha of a rishus harabim. So Rashi says we have a klal that Lamata miyud bereichev dalit kamalis. L'cheira we have different categories in a rishus harabim. If it is Lamata miyud bereichev dalit, it's a kamalis. R'she'en reichev dalit, mokim p'tur. And here we are saying that it has a din of a rishus harabim. So Rashi says, "Hainu b'tashmish hamesuyim." That is dafke. If we have something in the rishus harabim, which one can be mishtamish, kigoin, gav levena, the top of the levena, v'roish kaisel, or the top of a wall, oy omud, or the top of an omud, or a pillar in the rishus harabim. Dahani mistayim tashmishtayu. This has a shimush mesuyim. It is something in the middle of the rishus harabim that is choylik rishus bifnei atzma. So this is called a different rishus. Avol avir. But if we are speaking about the avir over here, kigoin pnei hakoisel, we are speaking about the pnei hakoisel that was sticking out to the avir. Dover hanidvak by something that is stuck to the pnei hakoisel, lehaver rishusa lenafshei. This is not a rishus b'pnei atzmai. You can't be mishtamish with a vertical wall. It's not a mokim shimush. So the halach is as follows: Ela'ila mata miyud. If the chayfitz is dovuk, lamata miyud, haver rishusa rabim gomu. So it is laying in the Ave Rishus Harab, as a loch of Rishus Harab. V'lemaylo miyud, and if this koisel, or levein is lemaylo miyud, who the loisholti beirab. So that is a mokim with the rabbim are in shayla. It's not a mokim shimish harabim also. Hava avire ba'alme mokim too. So the chayfetz finds itself in the avir of a mokim too. Kedisnan, we learn further in our Mishnah, Lamaylo miyutvachim, kezoirik ba'aviru potter. Al gabo potter. So now the Gemara said, but if the chayfetz rested on the top of the brick, kedemuki lo abaye verove begoivo gimel. And we're speaking about a brick that is at least 3 tvachim high. The loidosi bo rabim. The rabim will not step over this, because it is an obstacle. They'll walk around it. Dahavi mokim la'atzma. So this is a mokim bifnei atzma. So this is chaylik rishus bifnei atzma. It's a mokim misuyim for shimush, since this is a horizontal object. So memele, so if it's gimel tvachim alamayla, so then you're potter, because it's either a kamalis or a mokim p'tur. A minatayr, it's a mokim too. There's no such reshus of kamal as minatayr. So therefore, he's potter from a kolbim chattis. Avol, now let us continue in the Gemara. Avol, his mi vehigi. That's what we said. That a brick is only choylik reshus bifnei atzmo if it is at least 3 tvachim high. If it is less than 3 tvachim, so rabim don't see all of, and it has a loch of reshus harabim. That is dafka brick, because a person could walk over a brick if it's not too tall. So if it's less than gimel tzvachim, just like people walk over stones, they'll walk over the brick also. Avol hizmi vehigi, but what if a person has thorns, which are in the middle of the rishus harabim, and they are less than 3 tzvachim? Avol gav deloy givi hishloishe, even though they are not 3 tzvachim tall. Aval pikein, it is choylik reshus b'fnei atzmoi, because this is not a mokim shal hiluch harabim. When a person sees thorns in the reshus harabim, he walks around them. He doesn't walk on top of them. It's dangerous. So memele, so even though less than 3 tzvachim, it has a haloche of a reshus b'fnei atzmoi, so if I fell on top of it, he'll be potter. Zat Rashi, hizmi, higi, Rashi says that the Taishabal gav deloy gavoya gimel, havi mokim tu la'atzmoy. Deloy dosi bo rabim oleho, the rabim will never step over the thorns, shaloy yazuku. They should not become genizik. V'chiyah barav omar, afilu hizmi v'higi. No, hizmi v'higi is also rishus harabim. Why? Rashi says, afilu hizmi v'higi. So Rashi explains, the dosi oleh. No, people don't walk around thorns. They step over them. B'sam d'leim. Who walks bovis without choosing the rishus harabim? So memele, so since people walk with their shoes, with their sandals over it, so memele it's a mokin drisus harabim. So Memelech Yibarav Omafilu Hizmi V'Higi also has a halacha, if it is less than Gimel Tvachim, and it's a halacha of Rishus HaRab, because it is a Mokim Hiloch Shal Rabbi. Avot Tzoya, but what if there is Tzoya in the Rishus HaRabim, and it is less than Gimel Tvachim, this a person, even though he has shoes, he won't walk on top of it. So Mamei will walk around it. So this Tzoya is Chaylik Rishus Bifneyats. But even though it's less than Gimel Tvachim, because it is not a Mokim Shal Hiluch HaRabim, so therefore, Tzoya has a Loch of a Mokim Ptur. Ravashi Omar Afilu Tzoya. Ravashi says Afilu Tzoya, if it is less than Gimel, is not Chaylik Rishus Bifneyats, means considered a Mokim Shal Hiluch HaRabim. So the male of a person will throw a chayfetz and will rest on the tzoya, he'll be chayim, because it's called noch b'rishus harabim, b'mokim hiloch harabim. Rashi, afilu hizma v'higi, the dosi lay b'sam d'leyin, avu tzoya avu gav d'loy gevoya, lay dosi yalo. Rabashi omar, afilu tzoya. That is the end of this sugya. Now we're starting a new sugya. With Hilchis Kalmelis. Oma Rabbe Devei Rab Shila, Ki Oso Rab Dimi Oma Rab Yoichene, Ein Kalmelis Pchuso Me Arbo. That one of the coolest that a Kalmelis has, that it has to have at least Dalet Tvachim al Dalet Tvachim. Then it is a Rishus, it's Yochel Ishtamish Boy, just like a Rishus HaYochid is only a Rishus HaYochid if it has Dalet al Dalet. So a Kamlis also has to have Dalet al Dalet. Less than Dalet al Dalet is a Mokim Ptu. V'omar Rav Sheshes, another halacha by a Kamlis, V'toifeses ad Asora. And the Kamlis is still 10 Tvachim. So the Gemara is going to explain this memra of Rav Sheshes. My V'toifeses ad Asora. What does he mean that a Kamlis is Toifes ad Asora? Ileime, if you will say, the iiko mechitza asore, hu dahavi kamelis. If you'll tell me, a kamelis is only if it has a mechitza asore. The iloi, loi havi kamelis. That is pshat and rav sheishes. So the Gemara says, veloi, it is not a kamelis if it has a mechitza less than asore. Omar Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Omar Rav, Bayi She'ein B'Soicho Yasor. If a person built a house, that the height of the house is less than 10 Tvachim, in the inside there is not a hollow of Yud Tvachim. B'kiru Yoy Mashlim Oy La'Asor, but the roof is Mashlim D'Shir Asor. So that means if a person is standing on the roof, he's standing and that's something that is Govoya Asora. The person is inside the house, he's inside a Mokim that does not have a Cholol Asora. So, Rav Gidol, Omar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Omar Rav said as follows, Al Gagoi, so on top of the roof, since it is Govoya Asora, so it's not worse than an Omut that is Govoya Asora, V'roch of Dalet al Dalet. So on top of the roof, it has a Loch of a Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, mutter letaltel bekula. You're allowed to be metaltel the length and the width of the God. Besoichoi, since the besoichoi does not have a loch of rishus hayochid, ein metaltelim boy elo daledam. So he has a loch of a kalmelis. Since it is not a rishus hayochid, he has a loch of a kalmelis. It's mechitzes tes, and therefore you're only allowed to be metaltel elo daledam. Al kolponim, we see from this memre that it can have a shame karmelis, even though it does not have a mechitza asof. He says the Gemara wanted to say that what Rav Sheshe says with teifeses ad asor, it means that in order to have a shame karmelis, you need a mechitza asor. So the Gemara says, punkt vakel. You see, Abai is one that has a mechitza asor, that means on top that there's a mechitza asor, that's a rishus ayochid. Fakert, it's a karmelis when it doesn't have a mechitza asor. Now this is a very shvera hava mina that the Gemara had, that in order to be called a karmelis, you need a mechitza asor. Let us see al kaponim how Rashi and Taisvis are mevayer this hava mina. Zot Rashi. Zot Rashi, hochi garsina, ein karmelis chuso midalet. This is the memre of Rav Dimi Yomer Rav Yoichan. Roicha. It has to have a width, and the width and the length of Dalit. The Eloi, if it is not Dalit al Dalit, Mokim Pturu. So it is a Mokim Ptur. Umuta lechatchil lohaitzi misham l'rshus harabim. So one is permitted to take from a Mokim Ptur to l'rshus harabim, u l'rshus hayochid. The Teifeses Begoiva Adyu, that is already the member of Rav Sheshes, that a Kamlis is Teifes, a height of 10th Vachem. Well, Kamim Meforish, what does he mean? Ileimo de'ike mechitza yud, if you'll tell me that a Kamlis needs a mechitza yud, kigoin. So Rashi says, where do we see that a Kamlis needs a mechitza yud? So Rashi says, Kigoin Bika Hamukefes Geda. A person that has a bika that is surrounded with a geda, with a fence. Vehi yiseira al beisosayim v'loi hukva ledire. This is called a karfif, which we had before. That this is a din karmelis. It wasn't mukef ledire. So you're telling me that if there are yud tvochim, then it's called a karmelis. If there are less than Yutvachim, it is not called a Kabbalist. So the Gemara asked, this is not true. V'kiru yoy mashlimoy. Oy v'kiru yoy. The thickness of the root is mashlim to Yutvachim. So the loch is as follows. Al gagay de gavoya yud, avarishus hayochit. Umutal et altal bekulot. But inside the bayis, since there's not a goiva yud, so you don't have mechitzis yud, ela bedalot. The kiv and the loy govoya mechitzis yud. Since you do not have inside mechitzis yud, ave kalmelis. So alme ibchesha min aloy. When a hapachu punfakel test makes it a kalmelis, and there's a goyva yud that makes it rishus ayochid. Not you don't need the yud to make it a kalmelis. Let us see Tosfos. Ileime da ad asor hu da havi kalmelis. He says the gemara da muim de kahava mina. So if Sheshes is telling us you need a mechitza asor in order to make it a kalmus, v'iloi loy havi kalmus. Perish Rashi, ki goin bike hamukefes geder, v'hi yiseir al beisosayim, v'loi hukiv ledire. So the Gemara held it will only be a kalmus if it has a mechitza yud and it is not mukiv ledire. That means that inside there is no b'shas, the asiyas hageder, there was no bias inside, so it was a mechitza that was not made for dire, not for the purpose of dire. So Gemara Rahava means that only this is called a kamalis. The kosher l'ri, so the ri asks, how could the Gemara have such a mistake, only this is called a kamalis, dorishus hayochiti? A kalfif that is not hukif ledire is a rishus hayochit minatayre. Bein le'ule, bein le'ravashi. We learned before in the Gemara, kalfif yoysa mi beiso saim, the second shure, the omar ulam rabbi yoichanim, kalfif yoysa mi beiso saim shal hukif ledire, hazoyrek le'soychoy chayit. So if a person will be zoyrek from rishus harabim into a kalfif, he's chayit. So you see klo, this is a Rishus HaYochid. So how could the Gemara ever have a minute to say that in order to become a Kamalis you need Yud? Shemu Shemayim. if you have Yud, that becomes a, Yud makes it for a Kam, for Rishus HaYochid, not for a Kamalist. The Kosher Lari. The Rishus HaYochid, Bein Le'ula, Bein Le'Ravashi. Will I have it Tzorech La'asuyi Mirav Gidl? Why did the Gemara have to prove from Rav Gidl that Yud makes it a Rishus HaYochid and Tess makes it a Kamalist? We learned, a new memory, we haven't, we just learned it before. That a Kalvif that is not Mukiv Ladira is a Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara should have asked from before. L'chayre Dachsach Mir, we had learned last week that Rabbi Kevager is Medayik from Rashi, and Dachsach Mir, we're going to have an often a Raya from Rashi later, like the Rabbi Kevager brings from Rashi Dafkei, Sam Sefer brings from these Rashis, and we said as Fasemis, that Rashi Shita is Meruyimdik. That Rashi Shita is that if you have a Mokim, a Kalfif, that Yaisimi Beis Asoyim, Shalai Hukif Ladire, is the Loch is as follows. If Vishas, he made the Mechitze, there was no Dire inside the enclosure. So, Kozman is no Dire, it is not a Rishus HaYochid. Kozman, there is no dira, it is not a Rishus HaYochid. That, what the Gemara says, that it has a halacha of a Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah, that is dafke if later a dira was built in this enclosure. So then the halacha is, so even though Bishas he made the mechitza, there was no dira, it wasn't hukif ledira, but later it became hukif ledira. So midarabonon is a halacha of a kalmalist. Minatayr ez Hashem Rishus HaYochid. Al kolponim, so if this is Shitas Rashi, so Mamele L'chayre, that would be a teretz on the Kash of Rashi. What should you ask from Ula Omar Rabbi Yochanan? Ula Omar Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a Rishus HaYochid because later Adira was built in this Mokeh. Here we're speaking about when Adira was never built. If Adira was never built, so this is Taka Kamalit. So the Gemara held, you need a Mechitza Asore to make it a Kamalit. Without a Mechitza Asore, that means if you make a Heva Mechitza test, it is not a Kamalit. So the whole Kasha was from Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl says, I'll show you a bias, Shekiruyei Mashlimei Liyud. So even though inside the bias there's no Mechitza Yud, Avopikin, it's a Kamalist. That is the Gemara's, that's why the Gemara they ask from Rav Gidl, not from the Gemara before. Could be stomatized versus chaylik and the shita. But there's no such thing. Rashi is moedik mechudishtik. That even though there are mechitzes, it's like hukif ledire, it is not a rishus hayochid min ha-teire. That's kasha Allah. Kasha bay is toisis ksa moedik a kasha. Va'oid. The heichi koma. How could you learn that he's saying that in order to become a Kamalist, it has to have a Mechitza Yud? That is from the essential components of a Kamalist. You need a Mechitza Yud. And if it does not have a Mechitza Yud, it's not a Kamalist. That was Havmin of the Gemara. He said that. Frektach Toisves, Barayam Ubika Engle Mechitzes. There's no such thing. Ayam and Bike don't have any mechitzes. Rafal Pikin, they are Kamalists. We hear that in the Baraisa. So how can the Gemara have a Havamine that Rav Sheshes is telling us that it will only become a Kamalist if it has a mechitza yud? If there's no mechitza, it's also a Kamalist. The Marei Meisode wants to say a teretz on Rashi. The Marei Meisode says as follows. We had a Taisvis before. Taisvis brings down the Yerushalmi. How is the word Kamalist derived? What's the word Kamalist? So Taisvis says, derives from the word Karmel. Karmel is Rach Umo. That means you have a kernel of wheat that becomes soft only if you'll rub it. Loilach V'loy yovesh. That means there's three types of kernels of wheat. There's a kernel that is lach. You don't have to rub it. It's soft already. There's a kernel that's yovesh, so the rubbing won't help. This is in between. Elabainani. it becomes rach al yedei melila. Hachinami kamalis, einei loike reshus hayochid, veloike reshus harab. Kamalis is also, it's nishta hin and nishta her. It's not a reshus hayochid and not a reshus harab. So the Mrei Misoda wants to say, so be'etzem, Chazal told us that a kamalis has to have a tzure. It has to have as either a similarity to a reshus harabim, but it's not like a reshus harabim. Or a similarity to a reshus hayochid, but it's not like a reshus hayochid. If you'll have something which doesn't have a similarity to anything, that's an akamalis. So Mamele he says as follows. A yam and a bika is a place that is, it's not enclosed. So fakel, that is a similarity to a reshus harabim. Fakel, it's an open space. Know what? It is not a mokim hiluch harabim. So it has the tzura of a reshus harabim without the tznoyim of a reshus harabim. Oh, that's called a kamalis. That is a kamalis. Now, if you'll have a place that is enclosed by a mechitza of 9 tvachim, so it's not similar to a reshus harabim, it's an enclosed place, there's no similarity. It's not similar to a reshus hayochid either because it's 9 tvachim. So it's a berye bifnei atzmai. This is not a kamalis. Chazal only said a kamalis is something that has some characteristics either of a reshus hayochid, it's either rachem, it's rachem or, but has to have some characteristics. Fakel, so this is a kamalis. That was the havamin of the Gemara. It has a mechitza yud, but it's not mukif ledire. So it has the outside tzure. Just like a bikev. It has the outside tzura of a reshus harabim, but it's not a mokim hiluch harabim. Here it has the outside tzura of a reshus hayochid, it's mukif mechitzes, but it doesn't have the lomdus. The reshus hayochid is a mokim shimush al yochid. No one lives here. That the Gemara held is a kalmalis. So the male the Gemara freks is doch nicht emes, because a bias, so inside you have a mechitza test, and it is a kamalis. So you see, it doesn't have to be otot azoy mamisha reshus hayochid. No, a nekuda has to be missing. This is the teret that the Mrei Misoda answers on Taisus Kasha and Rashi. But upon him, all the Rishonim seem to ask this Kasha. The Nira Lari, the Hachi Pirushay. So the Ri says that Pshat in the Gemara is a little different. It's Moiridik, when we see the Machloikis in Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi was the stickler, Rashi took the Loshana Gemara, and Rashi stuck with the Loshana Gemara. There's a problem about Tosfos was a Pesazoi, if the Lomdus is good, Tosfos is a little Mevata on the Loshana Gemara. Tosfos says as follows, and that was a Shita Taka, how to learn. V'nira Lari, Dahochi Pirushe. If you'll say that's what he says, that a kalmelis needs yud, mechitzis yud. What does it mean mechitzis yud? A yam abike is also a kalmelis. Mechitzis yud, the Gemara means, hainu avir haroi lemechitzis asor. The Gemara means you need, in order to have a shem kamalis, you have to have a cholol, a empty space of 10 tvachim, that's roi l'shimush. Then it has a shem kamalis. La'afuki, bika misulcheches bepoches miyud, al gabi kundesin, v'lehavi kamalis, kiven de ein gavoya yud, v'ahavi mokim ptul, umutal letaltal bekulay. Hey, so now what the Gemara says, mechitzis yud, the Gemara doesn't mean mechitzis yud. The Gemara means avir. You mean an avir that should be surrounded by mechitzis yud. But the vote is avir, not mechitzis. Rash Be'es, I'll say avir. But I'll call upon him, let us not go into the discussion of the digdaka Gemara. So Taisus is saying that the Gemara that have a meaning, that Rav Sheisha said it only has a shame kamalis if there's a empty space of yud tvachim, that's called a mokim aroy l'shimush, then it has a shame kamalis. If there's a type of a roof that is over the reshus and that creates that there's less than an avir of yud tvachim in the reshus, So then this is not considered a Carmelist. So that was the Havamin of Rav Sheish. So that's a Havamin. So the Gemara says, but it is not true. We learned Rav Gidlo, Mamachim, Rav Yosef said, Mbayishen B'soiche Yasorah, it is also called a Carmelist. So Mamel, we have to figure out, what did Rav Sheish say? So the Gemara says, Elo mai v'teifeses ad yud. What did Rav Sheish say that a Carmelist has to have yud? No, he's not saying a chumre, he's saying as follows. The ad v'teifeses ad yud means the ad yud hu dahavi Carmelist. A Carmelist extends only till yud tvochim. Lemailo mi yud tvochim. But if it is higher than yud tvochim, Lehavi Kamalis, then it is not a Kamalis. Then it is a Mokim Ptu. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, the Ad Yud Havi Kamalis. So Rashi says as follows. Avir shall bike, oy shall yam, Oy shall kalfif yeser al beis asayim toifis eshmoi ad yud. Rashi spoke about three cases: a bike or a yam or a kalfif. Yes, al beis asayim. A kalfif is a mukim that's mukif mechitzis that is not hukif ledire. Toifis eshmoi. So here's a shem kamalis ad yud. Avol lemaylo miyud. But if it's lemaylo miyud, Ein shame kamalis al aviroi. The avir does not have a shame kamalis. Let us just skip a few words. We'll come back to them in a minute. And therefore, is lamaila miyud muta lahoitzi lachatchile misham lereshus hayochid ulereshus haram. Therefore, lamaila miyud, since it does not have a shame kamalis, so one is permitted to take out from the Avil, the Maila Miyut, to Arishus HaYochid and to Arishus HaRabim, the Ein Shem Karmelis, all of it doesn't have a Shem Karmelis, it has a Mokim Ptur. That is Pshat and Rashi. So Dachsachmir, we have here an Ofen the Rashi. Rashi spoke about three cases that we have an Avil Karmelis Lamaila Miyut. The third case, Rashi says, is a Kalfif Yeser HaBeisosayim, an enclosure that is more than Beis HaSayim, that wasn't Hukif Ladire. So Rashi says, L'mayla Miyud is a Mokim Ptur. So Dachsame, this is an Ofen the Rashi. All the Rishonim learn that a Kalfiv, L'mayla, a Kalfiv is a Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah. Only Mida Rabbonin is a Din Karmelis. That's how they all, that was Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Rabbi Kivege found a Rashi and Daf Pei, that Rashi and Daf Pei said that a Kalfiv is not a Rishus HaYochid. That was Rabbi Kivege's Amitzi and Rashi Daf Pei. Dach Sechmir, we have here a Rashi and Daf Zayin. Rashi says, Mamish this Yisod. Rashi says that the Avir of a Kalfiv, L'maylo Miyud, one may take out of the Kalfiv and take it into a Rishus HaRabim. If a Kalfiv would be a Rishus HaYochid min HaTorah, Chas V'Sholem, we're going to learn soon that a Rishus HaYochid is Oila Adla Rekia. So we see from Rashi Klo that a Kalfiv, if there is a Kalfiv of a Kapon, that is not a Rishus HaYochid. Now let us go back to say Pshat and Rashi. So Rashi, so let us start again from the beginning of Rashi. Da'ad Yud Havi Kalmelis. Avir Shel Bike, the Avir of a Bike, Oy Shel Yam, Oy Shel Kalfiv. Yeser al beis osayim toifis eshmoi ad yud. Till yud tvochim, it is a kamalis. Avol lemailo miyud. But if the minute it's lemailo miyud, ein shem kamalis al aviroi. So now Rashi wants to explain how do you have something resting lemailo miyud. What did it rest on? Bidovo she'enei misuyim. It rested on something that is not a dovo misuyim, as we had before by Levena. Kigoyim pnei levena. A person has a brick that is lamaylo miyud, so the side of the levena that is unusable for shimush, so if you have something stuck to this pnei levena and it's lamaylo miyud, it's considered a mokim ptur. Oy pnei koisel, oy kolat mina avir. So anyway, you have something lamaylo miyud, it has a din makim ptur lamaila miyud mutar lahoitzi lachatchila misham loshus hayochid. So one is permitted to take from there to rishus hayochid or rishus harabim. The ain shame karmelus olam lamaila miyud does not have a shame karmelus. Ki heichi the aver lamaila miyud rishus harabim lav rishus harabim. So here a karmelus has the kula of a rishus harab, just like a rishus harab. L'mayla miyud does not have a din of rishus harabim. K'disnan l'kamon. We learned further in the Mishnah. L'mayla miyud, if a person threw something on a kaisel, on the side of a kaisel, and it rested l'mayla miyud, he threw a dveila shmeina, a sticky object, and it stuck to the kaisel mal miyud, k'zayrik ba'avir, and his aloche ki'ilu, he threw it on a mokim p'tum. Gabi Karmelus, Nami Lav Karmelus. So if a person will have the side of a Kaisel and Slamayla Meyud, it doesn't have a din of a Karmelus. The Rishus of Karmelus is only Nimshach Ad Goy Vayud. So that is Dafke Rashi says, if you threw it on the side of the Kaisel, Ubidobo Mesuyim. But what if he put it on the top of the Kaisel? Amoke Maroy Lishimush. Kigoyim. Roish Omud, you'll have an Omud that is standing in the Rishus, in the Karmelis, and this Roish Omud is Lamaila Meyud, the Gav Leveina, or you'll have the top of a Leveina. Lekalukmi, you can't say such a statement that if it's Lamaila Meyud, it's a Mokim too. Sichanitazoi. The Isbei Arba, if it has Dalet, Pshita the Lamaila Meyasor, Lehavi Karmelis, it's not a Karmelis. The Velomid Bishus Arab Moshus Ayochidu. It's not a Karmelus, it's a Rishus HaYochid. Even in a Rishus HaRab becomes a Rishus HaYochid. So the evidence of the Karmelus will also become a Rishus HaYochid. Videles Bei Arba Ulamata Mi Asore Mi Havi Karmelus. If there's not Arba, so what is the difference between Lamayla Mi Asore and Lamata Mi Asore? Lamata Mi Asore is also not a Karmelus. Hakama, and we learned before that Rabbi Yechon said, "Ein kamlis p'chusa mi'arba, mi'arba." So, me'mele, if you'll have a kais an amud in a kamlis, which is less than dalid, so l'mayla miyud etzamakim p'tur and l'mata miyud etzamakim p'tur. V'ibed the koy be kamlis. If we are speaking about an amud that is standing in a kamlis, the kivin the less bay dalid. But that dalit avishem karmelus olam. If you'll tell me alumdus, that a omud that is less than yud in a karmelus gets a shem karmelus. Im kein motzinu choymer be karmelus moshus harabim. So come out a very modern halacha that a karmelus is more chomer than a moshus harabim. The ilu bishus harabim ki ay gavne mokim pturu. If a person will have an omud that is less than 10 tvachim, and less than dalad al dalad oirich veroichav, it's a mokim pturu. U botul umutul ushus harabim ushus hayochid. And here you're going to tell me that an omud that is less than 10 tvachim in a kamlus gets a din kamlus? Vanan amrine bishmaiten dai teifeses ad yud mi kulei rishus harabim hu. Verkehrt, we're going to see later, this is a kula that a kamlus possesses the kulas that a rishus harabim is. Hilkach lei mituk me elo bavira. So this whole gemore that says that lemailo miyud is a mokim ptur, and lemato miyud is not a mokim ptur, is speaking about that it is oimed ba'avira, in other words, it's stuck to the side of a kaisel. The side of a kaisel is not chaylik rishus b'fnei atzmoy. It has the rishus of the avir. So till yud, it has the din of a kamelus, and lamayla miyud, there's a din of a mokim ptur. So that was the chiddush of Rav Sheshes. V'tayfeses ad asoreh. That the rishus kamelus only is nimshach till yutvachim, and lamayla miyutvachim has a loch of a mokim ptur. This memre, Shmuel also told Rav Yehuda this memre. Shinine, like the heavy, b'mili, the Shabbat, or l'may l'miyut. I'm telling you that there's no Shabbos to ke reshu yois l'may l'miyut. Shabbos, the Shabbos only goes to yut. So he's telling that the memre of Shmuel to Rav Yehuda. That's the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa. What is Shmuel speaking about? If he means to tell me that a Rishus HaYochid only goes to Yutvachim, that is not true. A person put a Kone Rishus HaYochid, a pole, a flag pole. Vizorak v'noch al gabov, and he threw from the Rishus HaRabim, and he rested on top of the pole. Afilu gavoya meya amochayev. Mitnei sherishus hayochid oila ad l'rokia. Rishus hayochid is oila ad l'rokia. So we cannot say that Shmuel is telling us that a rishus hayochid only goes to Yud. It is not true. A rishus hayochid is oila ad l'rokia. Let us see Rashi. No atzkones stomei ein rochiv dalet. This is, that's another chiddush of Rav Chisda. That even though we learned kesedi nira anoch amokim dalet al dalet, the Rishus HaYochid, Rav Chisda, did not need Anoch HaMokim Dalet Al Dalet. No, it's called the Storm Ein Roch Al Dalet. V'zorak Mirshus HaRabim. V'noch Al Gabov. Vested on top of the pole, Chayim. K'munach Al Gabi Karke. The Loiboy Anoch Al Gabi Mokim Dalet Bishus HaYochid. That's one Chiddush of Rav Chisda. K'd Meforesh L'Kaime Bishmaitin Bishus HaYochid. There's no Aloch of you need Anoch Al Mokim Dalet Al Dalet. Adler Rokia, but we say the Rishus HaYochid is Oila Adler Rokia, Kol Avir, Shekineged Rishus HaYochid, which is opposite to Rishus HaYochid, Bein Avir Chotzer, Saitan Avir, that's Mukif Mechitzis, Bein Avir Omud, Rishus HaRabim, Geboi Yud V'Roch Abdal, if you have an Omud, that's Geboi Yud V'Roch Abdal, which is also Rishus HaYochid, Kinegdei Adler Rokia, Shem Rishus HaYochid Ola. So you can't say that the Chiddush of Shmuel was that a Rishus HaYochid is only till 10th Vachim, because this is not true. Ella, what is he coming to tell us? The Ein Rishus HaRabim L'mayla Miyud. He's coming to tell us that a Rishus HaRabim is not Oile L'mayla Miyud. I don't need Shmuel for this. Mas Nisani, this is a Mishnah. This nan hazoi reik dalet ames bekoiso L'mayla Miyud Vachim. Kezoirik ba'avir, lamata miyutvachim, kezoirik ba'oretz in yachayev, a person threw arba ames b'shus harabim, arrested on a koisel. This is the Mishnah which we were speaking about before. Lamata miyut, says chayev al tzmava dal damas b'shus harabim, because it's noch ba'avir b'shus harabim. Lamayla miyut, it's kim noch b'mokim p'tu. So we see that's a Mishnah, we don't need Shmuel. Elo ha-Karmelis, so you have to say Shmuel is tangas the chiddish of Karmelis. The aim Karmelis l'mayla miyud. That a Karmelis, the avir Karmelis only extends till Yitvach. Va'akilu bo rabonon mikulei rishus hayochid o mikulei rishus haram. A Karmelis has the coolest that the rishus hayochid has and the coolest that the rishus haram has. Mikulei rishus hayochid de'i komokim arbo hu da'avi kamlis v'iloi mokim p'tur bi'alma. Just like a rishus hayochid, it is essential in order to have a shem rishus hayochid, it has to be dalet al dalet. So kamlis also has to be dalet al dalet. If not, it's a mokim p'tur. That is the cool of a rishus hayochid. Mikulei rishus harabim da'ad yutvachim hu da'avi kamlis. Just like a Rishus HaRabim till Yitvachim is a Rishus HaRabim, and further is a Mokim too. So the same thing by a Karmelis till Yitvachim, Havi Karmelis. L'mayla mi Yitvachim, loy Havi Karmelis, it is not a Karmelis, it is a Mokim too. Zot Rashi, Elo, the Ein Ave Rishus HaRabim l'mayla mi Yud. If the Chiddush of Shmuel is that Ave Rishus HaRabim is not l'mayla mi Yud, Ave Avirim Mokim too, Mas Nisnitz HaMishnim, V'lom Olei L'Shmuel HaShminam, learned in the Mishnah, Zeirik Daladamas Bishus Harab, a person through a Chayvitz Daladamas Bishus Harab. V'nidvak b'koysel, and it got stuck to the koysel. Ki goin dvei lo shmein, ki demuki lo lakamo. Ki Zeirik ba'avir, if it's l'may lo miyud, so it's ki Zeirik ba'avir apota. The lab Bishus Harabim noch. It did not rest in the Rishus Harabim. Rishus HaYochid nami loyhava el adover mesuyim v'rochev arba. Rishus HaYochid is only if we have a mokim that's mesuyim l'tashmish. The side of a koisel is not mesuyim l'tashmish. Kezoyrek ba'oretz v'chayev. Da'av Rishus HaRabim mishen noch mashu av anoche. This is a shame anoche. Loydom mi l'noch al dover mesuyim l'mata miyud. If it rested on something mesuyim, that means on something that's going horizontally in the rishus, so it has a rishus b'fnei atzmai. The whole aloche, it's only if it rested on the side of the koisel, this is aloche of aver rishus harab. A kalmelus ke defrishes, vakil bo rabono, el koi ad ravdim iv rav sheishes. We learned two aloches. Akilu bo rabonim bekarmelis. Oil visurim mit devrayim, akilu bo. What are the kulis? Mikulei rishus ayochid rishus harab. Ravdimi ashmine mikulei rishus ayochid. It is the kulis of rishus ayochid. Ki heichi. The rishus ayochid lesei poches mirochev dalet. Just like rishus ayochid, if it is not dalet al dalet, it is not considered rishus ayochid. Ba'amachnis mirishus harabim olof potter. Kamalus nami loihavi is not considered a kamalus if it is less than dal dal dal. Umutta is considered a bakim ptur, umutta lachatchila lahachnis mershus harabim, umershus hayochid olof. That's a bakim ptur. Rav Sheis is ashmino, that a kamalus also is the kulus of a reshus harabim. The mikule reshus harabim nami akilu olof. The eino toifeses ba'avir lemaila miyut ki reshus hayochid. Does not, the Rishus is only Nimshach till Yud, Alamatam Yud, Keteiras, Rishus Arab. That is the end of this sugya, and now we're going to go back to the memre of Rav Gidl. A new sugya. Gufe. Here by Yosef Omarav. Bayis, She'ein Toicha Yud. If we have a house that the inside of the house does not have a height of Yud Tvochim, that means there's only, let's say, 9 tfachim from the floor till the roof. V'kiruyoi mashlimei liyut. And the roof has a thickness of a tefach. So that means when one is standing on top of the roof, he's standing over yud tfachim. If one is standing inside the house, he's only standing in an area that has a height of 9 tfachim. So the law is as follows. Al gagoi mutalitaltal bekuloi. On top of the roof, so the has all the halachas of a rishus hayochid, it's gavoya yud, and rochav dalit, so it's a rishus hayochid. Mutalitaltal bekuloi. One is permitted to carry over the whole roof. You don't need mechitzas. Besoichoi, but inside the house, since it does not have mechitzas yud, it doesn't have a abu yud, a metaltalum boy, elo bedalit amas. So it's a kamalis, so one is only permitted to carry till daladam. Omar Abayis, now Abayis said, Epsalom this. The imcho kakboi dalid al dalid. What happens if a person will go inside this house? It's a tremendous house. The whole problem is, it's a low house. So go, let's say, into the middle of the house, and there'll be chaykik. We're saying it's 9 tvachim high. So he'll be chaykik in the middle of the house, he'll be chaykik a tefach deep, he'll make a dalid al dalid that is a tefach deep in the middle of the house. Im chokak boy, that is the chiddush of Abai, im chokak boy dalid al dalid, v'hishlimay liyud. And now, in this chakak, in the place where he dug out, so we now have a dalet al dalet that is gavoya yud. So Abaye said, mutar litaltel bekuloi. So then one is permitted to carry in the whole house. Not only is one permitted to carry in the chakak has aver yud, no, one is permitted to carry in the whole house, even though all around the chakak, the height of the house is 9 tvachim. Afal pikein, this chakak is machshir the whole house. My time. How did this happen? What is the reason? Havechoyrei rishus hayochid. The whole area gets a haloche of choyrei rishus hayochid. That means the one has a wall in a house and there are holes in the wall. The holes, even though they do not have hilchis rishus hayochid mitzad atzmon, that means a rishus hayochid has to have, has two halachas, has to be gavoya yud, There has to be Rochav Dalet. The whole doesn't have any of these milas. But since the whole is a nitpal to the Rishus HaYochid, this is a hole in the wall of the Rishus HaYochid, so it gets Hilchis Rishus HaYochid. So Memele, so Abaye said, the whole area around the Chakak is equivalent Keilo, this is a big hole in the wall, because the wall, we could visualize the wall first goes down 9 tfachim, vertically, then it goes in horizontally, and then it goes down another tefach. So memele, this wall, so it becomes, you have a mechitza yud by the chakak. So going up from the chakak, so this is considered choyrei rishus hayochid, nezalocha v'rishus hayochid. That is the chiddush of Abaye. V'chayre reshus hayochid ke reshus hayochid domi. The itma chayre reshus hayochid ke reshus hayochid domi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, chokak boy bekarka habayis be'emtza iso, in the middle of the reshus, he made a ditch arbo ba'oirech v'roichev. V'shlimoy, in this chakak was mashlim, b'mokayim chakak, l'chlal yud, from the chakak, from the floor of the ditch, till the roof, govoya adakirui, nase kol abayis kulay chayrei reshus hayochid. So the whole house becomes chayrei reshus hayochid, k'may koisle reshus hayochid, just like if you have a wall, and ubehem churim klape reshus hayochid shem ki reshus hayochid. The holes which are facing the reshus hayochid get hilchis reshus hayochid. Vani nami. Kiven dineged achkak reshus hayochid gomo, since opposite the chakak. This is the reshus hayochid because we have a goy vayud. Inoch have peyos shel tashmishei reshus hayochid. So these are the corners, the nitpolim to the reshus hayochid. Let us see Tosfos. Ve'im chokak boi dalid al dalid. Ve'koshel rivo. So the rivo asks, amoyre dike kashe. Maishno misuke de'eino gavoya yud. The Omar beperikame de suke chokak bo lahashlimo liyut im yesh misvas chakak ule koisel gimul tvochim psule poches mi gimul kshayro vahochi mahani chakike afilu mufleges mina koisel harbe. Now let us explain the Gemara in suke and understand Tosfos kashe. The Gemara in Sukkah is speaking about a similar case. The Gemara in Sukkah is speaking about that one had a wall that was, let's say, for practical purposes, it was five tfachim tall. He had a wall, and then he made tzchach over the wall. So you have a Sukkah that is five tfachim tall, a tremendous Sukkah. So it's a possible Sukkah. A Sukkah has to be gavoya yud tfachim. This is only five tvach. So then he went and he dug a ditch inside the area of the sukkah. And now from the bottom of the ditch to the schach, there's 10 tvach. So the Gemara says it depends. If the ditch is less than 3 tvachim away from the wall, that means the wall is over here and the ditch is over here, we say lavud. And less than 3 tvachim is lovot, so we can, for practical purposes, we'll do one of the two. Either we'll schlep, less than 3 tvachim we schlep. Either we schlep the wall to the chakak, or we'll schlep the chakak to the wall. But al kalponim, if there's less than 3 tvachim, that means, so we had a wall that was 5 tvachim, we have a chakak that's also 5 tvachim, and there's less than 3 tvachim, there's less than 3 tvachim away, so then we are mekarev the chakak to the koisel. It's less than 3 tvachim. So now we have a koisel yud. Let's say we'll schlep for practical purposes. We'll schlep the koisel to the chakak. And so we have here now a koisel yud. And a koisel yud. So bachoser kam. So memele, one is permitted so it's a kosher sukkah. But that is only when there's less than three tvachim away, so you can say lavud, you can be mekarev the chakak to the kaisel. The minute it is three tvachim away or more, so you can't schlep them together. So 5 plus 5 does not equal 10. You have 5 over here and 5 over here. So you don't have 10, you have 2 5s. They don't add up together. So memeila tapasul sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. And here, our Gemara says, Abaye said the same aloch over here. We had the same problem. We were missing a height of yutvachim. And here, Abaye said, you make a chakak in the middle, and he doesn't mention any halachas, how far the chakak has to be from the kaisel. It could be, we mentioned a tremendous house, and you had a little chakak in the middle of the house, and fakir, it becomes a reshus hayochid, and the whole thing becomes a reshus hayochid. So Tosfos asks the same kasha, why over here, you can be mitzarif, you can be 9 plus 1, they're not together. You're adding 9, and here you have 1, and all of a sudden it becomes a reshus hayochid without a tziruf of lavud. And here you need a tziruf of, in the Gemara and Sukkah, you need a tziruf of lavud. This is Taisvis Kash. Let us see again the Kash. Because of Rivo, Maishna Misukkah, the Eina Gavoya Yud. We have the Gemara and Sukkah speaks about a Sukkah that is not Gavoya Yud. The Oma Bepeire Kama the Sukkah. If a person made a chakak, he dug out a ditch in the middle of the sukkah. And there it is a goivayun, from the chakak to the schak, there's a goivayun. Im yesh misvas chakak ulekoisel gimul tvachim. If there is a space of gimul tvachim, from the svas chakak, from the wall of the chakike, till the koisel gimul tvachim psula, because you cannot bring them together. 9 plus 1 does not add up to 10, since they're 3 tvachim away. Pachis mi gimel ksheira. If there's less than gimel tvachim, it is kosher. Because then you bring them together, either the chakak to the kaisel to the chakak. Bahochi mahani chakike afilu mufleges min hakaisel habe. And here, Abaye said, chakike helps afilu mufleges min hakaisel habe. The tirit, so the Rivo said a tirit. The shiny hosom gabi sukkah. Sukkah is different. Agamor he understood. Agamor is no problem. Sukkah is the problem. Agamor is no problem. The beinon sheyiyu mechitzois smuchais leschach. The yalfinen hosom mechitzois mi besukas, besukas, besukois, kidamrinen hosom. Hirik aschach min atfoneis psula, lahochi beinon shiye poches migimul, vitzorich letzareit hagidut shalachkak lemechitzois, kidei shiyismuches leschach shekeneged haneged. Now, this Tosfos Teretz needs an explanation. Now, lachay repshat in Tosfos Teretz is as follows. We see from Tosfos, our Gemara, Tosfos understood. Tosfos, the problem is the Gemara in Sukkah. Now let us understand our Gemara first. Our Gemara said, we had here a mechitza that is 9 tvachim. In the middle we have a mechitza that is yud. They're far away. We have no way to bring these two mechitzas together. Afal pikein, after the chakak, this is a reshus hayochid, because here we have a goivayud. Now, the Goyvayud came about because we added 9 plus 1 equals 10. That is true. So, we have to understand this as follows. Inside the Chakak, the person is enclosed by a Mechitza of Yud. That means inside the Chakak there's a Mechitza Aleph right next to him. Further away there's a Mechitza 9. So that means this mokim, the mokim achakak, is mukif mechitza yud. 9 plus 1, but the hekif, the teiris mechitza is in the chakak. Over there, that means the mechitza bim kaimoy does not have a shei mechitza. But when I'm standing in the chakak, I can use, I am now mukif a mechitza yud. 1 mechitza of the chakak and 9 in the mechitza of the kaisel. So that's called half mechitzas can also be mitzurim. But it's called a Teiras Mechitze in the Chakak. The Chakak is Mukif Mechitzes Yud 9 plus 1. So here I have a Teiras Mechitze. Here it's called a Rishus that's Mukif Yud. By Sukkah there's a new problem. By Sukkah the problem is the Schach of the Sukkah has to touch the walls. Now, the outside wall is only 9 tfachim. The outside wall is not a wall. It gets a teiris wall in the chakak. That means the chakak can use this wall. In the chakak, this mokiv is, since it's surrounded by mechitze 9 plus 1, so this mokiv is mukif mechitze yud. But bim kaimai, the wall when it is outside, this doesn't have a teiris mechitze over here. It works for over here, but the mechitz is over here. So Taisa says we have a tremendous problem. So the schach, which is over the chakak, this is the schach of the sukkah. Here there's no sukkah over here. So the schach, which is over the chakak, is far away from the mechitze, which is far away from the chakak. If there's lavud, so it's gewaldic, we schlep the chakak to the mechitze, or the mechitze to the chakak, So now we have a mechitza yud, is a cholo yud, this chach, so everything is good. We don't have a problem. That's if this pachas me gimel. The minute there's gimel or more, so memela we have a problem. The mechitza, which is outside, is not, this is a mechitza test. This is touching schach, which is not schach shel asuke. The schach shel asuke is over here, the mechitza is over here, the mechitza test is over here. They are not touching one another, so therefore it's a pasul sukkah. But this is only a halacha in hilchis sukkah. In hilchis Shabbos is no such halacha. So Taisus in the first teretz is telling us a meiridike yisoid, which is a debatable. It's a debatable statement that in yisod mechitzes can be put together from two halachim. You can have 9 plus 1. They add up. When the person is standing in the chakak and he's mukav of a mechitze 9 plus 1, it's called his mukav of a mechitze yud. But by sukkah, there's a special problem that you need the mechitze to touch the schach. Let us see again the taisis. The tirits, the rivo answer. The shiny hosom gabi sukkah, the binishi mechitze is mucha is leschach. You need that the mechitze has to be close to the schach. The afin and hosom, where do we get this? Mechitzos, the Hilchis Mechitzos we learn out from the word mebesukas, besukas, besukois. So from these Lashonis we learn out Mechitzos also. Kedabrin and Hosam. So memele, so beetzem, the pshat is, sukis means the schach. We learn out from besukas about the defanis. So kaponim, we learn out that there has to be a chibur from the defanis to the schach. If the schach is 3 tvachim away from the tfanis, if there's abir, that means as follows, the schach is over here and the kaisel is over here and there's 3 tvachim away, it is possible. You have to be mekarev. Hagidut shel chekak lemechitzes. You bring the chekak to the mechitzes. You extend the chekak. So now the mechitzes are samuch l'schach shekeneged hanekev. So Tosfos says, oy, if that's the whole problem, because the mechitze is not close to the schach, tektach Tosfos, there's a locha of doifen akume. The locha of doifen akume is as follows. If one has a wall here, and there's schach posel, and the schach posel between the wall and the schach kosher, so we say ki ilu the schach posel is doifen. We say the doifen bends horizontally, and it's ki ilu, this is the doifen, and the schach posel is also part of the doifen, and we say the doifen extends till the schach kosher if it is less than daladamis, and we say that the doifen is touching the schach. So al koponim, if the problem is only mechitza is magias l'schach. So let's say doifen akume. That's Tosfos kasha. Va'av agav the doifen akume machsheres adalad amis. Netaretz lo hashas harimi lehecha deike mechitzas ma'aliyase. You can only say doifen akume if you have a kosher mechitza. So then you can say doifen akume that you'll be mamshich the mechitza, say the schach becomes part of the mechitza. But b'mkoyma you only have a mechitza tes, you don't have a mechitza yud. So memeli cannot say doifen akume. So you have to make a mechitza. Avoloche de leshavye mechitza, bepochis megimel mitztarev, agidudim a mechitza, tavasomach leschach, tveiloi mitztarev. So here you have to make a mechitza. You can only make the mechitza if you have less than gimel, so then you can be mitztarev the chekak to the koisel, and then you have a mechitza yud. That is shitas ha-Tosfos. Now there's a very inconspicuous Tosfos Yeshonim that dinkt sich in your side with the whole Tosfos. Va'oid yesh loima, the Tosfos Yeshonim on the side, on the right side, right after this Tosfos. Va'oid yesh loima, the hocha yesh mechitzois gavoyois mi bachutz. Tosfos Yeshonim says on Ulamdis. This dictator that we said, you could add 9 and 1 and make 10, you can make a reshus ayochid out of 9 and 1, which is a moira de kechidish. Because he could say zil hocha lekeshira, zil hocha lekeshira. Here is a mechitza 9. So the 9 is not a mechitza. Here is a mechitza yud. 1 is not a mechitza. Who says you can create a reshus ayochid from 2 half mechitzas? Tosfos held like that. The Tosfos Yeshonim said there's no such thing. A mechitza has to be yud. So Tosfos says a meira de kainfal. The hocha yesh mechitzas gevois mi bechutz. Here you have a mechitza yud from the outside. You have a mechitza yud. You have a mechitza yud from the outside because kiruyay mashlim ele yud. The roof is mashlim the goiva yud. So what are you missing? You have a mechitza over here. Main tzorich letzarif agidud aladein avir yud. The problem is not you're missing mechitzas. You're missing avir. You're missing a mokim aroy l'shimush. If there's less than your tfachim, it's not called the tzroy l'shimush. That doesn't have a shame reshus. Uch shechokak. So if you made a chakike, the ike avir yud b'mokim echot, havir reshus ayochit. So what's missing, Kam? You have your mechitza, because from the outside you have a mechitza yud. Inside you don't have an avir yud, so the chakika will make an avir. Avir besukit tzorech letzarev hagidut. That's speaking about that from the outside you also didn't have yud. That's speaking about the whole mechitza was 5 tvachim. So memeila, so you have to first make a mechitza yud. Ubiyaisel migimel aymitztarev. So if you have more than gimel tvachim, loy mitzarev. It doesn't become mitzurev. That is the teretz of the Tosfos Yeshonim. Now, so till now we learned about the halacha of chayrei reshus hayochid kirshus hayochid. Ditma chayrei reshus hayochid kirshus hayochid domi. Chayrei reshus harabit. What then is Chayre Rishus Harabim? You have here a hole in the wall that is facing the Rishus Harabim. What halacha does it have? Abaya Omar Kirshus Harabim Domi. So Abaya says this is a din of a Rishus Harabim. Rava Omar Lav Kirshus Harabim Domi. Rava says it does not have a din of a Rishus Harabim. So there's a Meiridike Kashe from the Rashba. The Rashba asks, we have to understand Abaye. We were just learning, if a person has something in the Rishus HaRabim, a brick that's 3 tvachim tall, and it's Mesayim Tashmishte, you could use it, so that's Chaylik, that's not Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is something that does not have a Shimush Bifnei Atzmoy. So that's called Rishus HaRabim. It's Avir Rishus HaRabim without a Shimush. But if you have something that has a Shimush, that's Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atzmai. Prek the Rajbe, so this hole in the wall, people hold things there. So why is this called a Rishus HaRabim? It's not a Mokim Hiluch HaRabim. It's a Mokim that they're Mishtamish with it. So why, how does it become a Rishus HaRabim? That is the Rajbe's Kasha. So the Rajbe says as follows. The Rajbe says, we will learn later, that if there is an Amud Gavoya test for him in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, the Rabim Mechatvim Olav Erez Adin of Rishus HaRabim, which means as follows. If there's a pole in the Rishus HaRabim that is test for him to. Now, and a person walks in the Rishus HaRabim, so you don't walk over the pole. The pole is in your way. Afal Pikein, this pole is a din of Rishus HaRabim if it is test for him to. Why? So the Gemara says, because Rabim Mechatvim Olav. This pole is very useful to everyone who's carrying packages. When they pass by this pole, they're able to readjust their packages with this pole. 9 Tfochim is a beautiful height, and it's very convenient. So a Mokim that is Oymet Lishimush B'nei Rishus HaRabim, Ke Rishus HaRabim Domi. This is, even though you don't walk here, but you need this for the Hiluch HaRabim. When you're carrying something, you need this pole. So this becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Rashba says that Abaye held a hole is also something. The Bnei Rishus HaRabim, there used to be Matzniya Chafetzim in the hole. This was part of, you had something to hide. There was Erev Shabbos, and you find you have your golden watch, you put it in the hole. Al Koponim, they used the hole. So the male Abaye held this as a aloha of a mokim shimush harabim. So therefore it is a aloha of a rishus harabim.